Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, friends. We're back again. It's Fightful.com. I am Joel Pearl, and I am here with, well, this is a big man. This is Bronson Reed. How you doing?
Doing well. You know, I'm here in a nice, cold Montreal, making the best of my time.
It's a little bit different in terms of weather, I guess, coming from where you came from.
Yeah, well, you know, Australia is always sunny and nice, and then when I moved to the United States, I moved to Florida. So I don't really experience winter until I'm on the road. But hey, I had some poutine yesterday. It's keeping me warm. I can't complain.
Can we talk about poutine for a second?
Of course, yeah.
What's your favorite topping on a poutine, or is there like a weirdest topping you've ever seen?
I mean, for me, yesterday I was on Uber Eats looking through all the different options, and I didn't realize how many different toppings you could get for poutine. I always thought it was just, you know, the fries, gravy, and the cheese. But then I saw all the different options. I ended up getting ones with little hot dog pieces on it.
Really?
It was delicious. Yeah, it was delicious.
Last night you tweeted out, where should I eat dinner in downtown Montreal?
Yeah.
So I don't know what you ended up doing. I actually tweeted at you and said we went to an all-you-can-eat sushi place.
Yes.
You should have gone, by the way. It was pretty good. We overate, but whatever. It's fine. Where did you end up, or what are you looking for in a new favorite place to eat while you're on the road?
Yeah, I've been told to eat a smoked meat sandwich while I'm here.
Probably from Schwartz's, I assume.
Yeah, everyone's telling me Schwartz. So I'll hopefully try to get that. You know, I'm a big fan of Katz's Deli in New York, so if it's anything like that, I'd be happy. Last night, I ended up eating ramen. I don't know where from. I'm a big ramen guy, so usually you can find a decent one in most towns, especially a town like this that is good for food.
Yeah.
Probably a smoked meat sandwich or a nice bagel is what I'm looking for.
Are you familiar with the differences between the Montreal bagel and the New York bagel?
Not so much.
So the Montreal bagel is a denser bagel. It's a big, big hole in the middle. Yep. The New York bagel's lighter. It's fluffier. Are you more like a dense bagel kind of guy, or would you want something light and fluffy?
I'm going to have to try it and then compare the two. You know, I've had the bagels in New York. Back home in Australia, they are a little bit more dense.
Yep.
So I'll have to try the Montreal one and then see where I line up, but we'll see.
I'm starting to think that maybe we should have done this interview at Schwartz's, eating like a lean smoked meat sandwich, because this is not anywhere in my questions. So let's go back. You recently made your return to WWE. You took some time away. You worked elsewhere. Talk to me about almost 18 months where you were working elsewhere. What did you take away from those experiences that brought you back to your work here in WWE?
I feel like, if anything, it just gave me more confidence to come back here in WWE, you know. I was able to, you know, I don't have a chip on my shoulder, but it proved to me that I could go elsewhere and I could do other things and still be a commodity, enough so that I could come back here to WWE. But I always had that in the back of my head that, you know, there was unfinished business. I didn't get to be on a Raw, SmackDown, or these premium live events. So now I'm back here, I'm killing it on Raw, and I'm in my first Chamber match. So the things seem to be working out, and if anything, that time away almost helped me to come back for this run.
Any words to or from Mustafa Ali after that tsunami on Monday that everyone audibly gasped for?
Yes, that's the thing. I feel like I have a finishing move that is special. I speak about this a lot, where it's 5 years now, no one has kicked out of it. Since I started calling it the tsunami, no one has kicked out of it, and I want to keep it that way. Hopefully, I keep beating people with it. It's devastating. I also threw Ali into the timekeeper's chair this Monday, so any of those viral moments, I'm going to keep making happen.
I think eventually you're going to have to buy something for Ali for all the times you're just wrecking him.
If he wants to be in the ring with me, you know, that's the price you pay.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
In the ring, you've won the elusive, amazing, as I've known to be full of lore, the NXT Halloween Battle Royal.
Yes.
I asked Raquel Rodriguez, who is here today at the Junket, about the experience of doing the NXT Halloween Battle Royal.
Yes.
Since you won one, you have a different experience. But like, talk to me about the not just the experience, but putting it together, and because we love Battle Royals at Fightful.
Yes.
What was your costume, and how does the costume come into like whatever you're putting together in this Battle Royal? Talk to me about it.
Well, so I knew my Battle Royal that I won was 2019. And I knew the Halloween Battle Royal was coming up, and me, I'm a huge wrestling fan. Obviously, I'm a huge fan of movies and stuff like that, but I'm like, if I'm going to dress up as someone, I'm going to pay homage to someone else, and I did that with Rikishi. I was Reed Kishi, and at the time, Scotty Tihotti was a producer, so it seemed to sync up where I was like, this is the perfect moment, not only to be Reed Kishi in the Battle Royal, but we got to do the dance together. He did the worm, like the whole thing. It was incredible.
I have to give a shout out to my producer, Tim, behind the camera, because last night as we were writing down some of these questions, he said he probably did Rikishi. Yeah. I said, no way. And
so I did. We are. Yeah.
So shout out to Tim. He did a good job.
Yeah. Great job.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have a favorite Canadian band since we're here in Canada, the land of that?
Canadian band. I listen to music all the time. I mean, for me, it's probably an artist, not a band, but Drake. You know, I'm a big hip-hop fan, and his last album with 21 Savage is something that I've been playing a lot, especially in the lead-up to this, so probably Drake.
Okay.
It's a very basic answer.
Most people are just like, Canadian bands? You guys make music here? Like, Natty said Jan Arden, and I was like, oh, okay, she has to. She's Canadian.
Yeah, she has to know the band.
She has to. Don't worry, I'm sure Sami Zayn's going to give me, like, Planet Smashers or something. Yeah.
Something down there, yeah.
Exactly. Last couple of questions for you. Johnny Gargano was recently asked the weirdest place he ever wrestled in his career. I got to ask the same question to you, Bronson Reed. Weirdest place you've ever wrestled a match?
I've wrestled in some very weird places. I wrestled... There's a few that come to mind in Australia. I used to wrestle in a little roller skating rink. So the backstage was actually with all the roller skates.
Oh, no.
So it'd sit down, it'd be a tiny little roller skating room, sit down, get changed, then go out there and wrestle. So that's probably one of them. I did wrestle in someone's old house once. So it could be that one. So in Queensland, it was like pretty much an industrial area, nothing around it. And there's this old house that's been gutted out into a room probably this size, so not that big.
Oh,
and there's a ring in the middle, and I wrestled there in front of maybe 20 people. So
were people like breaking walls and like...
No, it was for hire. You could hire out this old house, and somehow they hired it for pro wrestling, and that's why I wrestled, yeah.
That's wild.
I wrestled in churches a lot in Australia as well.
Yeah, that's common here too.
Yeah.
And so finally, the big question, this comes from the man, from Sean Rossap. Feel free to, Sean. I know, right? Feel free to say whatever you want about Sean Rossap. Anyway, he wanted to ask, with WWE TK23 on the horizon, who do you think would be rated the lowest on the roster?
Oh, the lowest. I mean, after Monday, it could be Ali.
Oh, my goodness.
Could be Dolph Ziggler. I mean, I seem to be getting a lot of... copping a lot of stuff online for beating people's heroes in Dolph and Ali. But, hey, if their stat line was a little bit higher, maybe they would beat me.
That's all I need to know. Bronson Reed, thank you for your time. Good luck this weekend in Montreal at the Elimination Chamber show. That's all I got, man. We'll see you in the next one. Cheers.
If you're out and about, you're using public Wi-Fi, airport, coffee shop, restaurant, hotel, NordVPN.com/Fightful will protect you. It'll protect you from online trackers. It'll protect you from getting your data stolen. It'll protect you from those malware that you get from those dangerous sites. I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. But NordVPN.com/Fightful is going to protect you. And you can change your virtual location with just one click to get access to a broader array of content thanks to NordVPN.com/Fightful. Not just that, it works on all your devices. So no matter what you're using, you are protected. A 30-day money-back guarantee, 4 months free with NordVPN.com/Fightful, and 3 great tiers. Secure every device you own. Protect yourself on public Wi-Fi. Listen, watch your favorites abroad. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.